we are studying. We are godly students. And studying in world renewal, spiritual, Brahma Kumari's World University. The aim is, because any university, when you study, you have the aim and object. So I am given the topic today according to the Murli. I did not choose the topic, but it's fine. Nice topic is given, right? Baba said, in your study you have the aim and object. We have aim as well as object. Is aim and object the same? Or it is there a difference between aim and object? Or it is the same thing? An object?
Objective.
Yeah. To be objective, that is different. An object is you focus. You have an aim and you have an object to focus on it, to achieve it. But in order to achieve it, you have to be objective. It means you become a detached observer, how you reach that stage. So, the study we are studying is to reach the goal. Object is goal. And aim is, this is what I aim, I want it. But aim can change. Our aim, just like in a school you are studying, and you have the aim to become, you have aim, it means that you have a desire, you have a wish, you want to be. Where you are focusing, whichever subject and object you are focusing. But sometime the focus is changed. But our focus is actually most of the time, all the time Baba is reminding us again and again. Our aim. In Hindi, it's called Lakshya. Lakshya means here my destination. An object is also like destination. But then I really want to achieve it, pursuing it. Like if you start something, you continue to do it. You continue to walk the road. The destination you have. But then in between, you go into different routes. You take the different routes. And so, then we are lost. So, object still remains the same. But then when we are lost, then our attention, aim here is attention, changes. So the topic is, what was announced? How to become 16 celestial degrees? Question is, what is 16 celestial degrees? Are there number 16? 1, 2, 3, 10, 16? Are the 16 arts? Are the 16 degrees? What does it mean? And what is called arts? First we define what is the meaning of the art. In Hindi, 16 is also called, degrees are also called art. Kala. And art means, you make an ordinary thing extraordinary. A simple cloth is there, and the tailor makes such a beautiful design that this curtain does not look like just a piece of cloth or a sheet is hanging, but makes a special design of it. You wear a cloth, you can wear just a sheet like this, but you are wearing with a particular make, design. An artist picks up things from here and there, flowers, some grass, some stones, some shells, makes a beautiful bouquet, makes a beautiful piece of decoration. Russians are very clever in this. They make nice art pieces. This is also art, no? Small, ordinary things, making it extraordinary. South Americans are also very, very clever in this. Some are blessed in this. And so, I remember when we were in school, at that time workshop word did not exist. People did not use the creativity together, a workshop. Now it is called a workshop, a discussion together, panel together, creating something together. We call it workshop. At that time it was not called workshop. It was just what was called, I don't remember, but it was just done together. Teacher says, do this, and we did it. So our teacher brought in a basket some injection bottles, no? In early days there used to be small injection bottles, empty injection bottles, some matchboxes, empty matchboxes, some maize you eat, the maize, the corn and rest, rubbish is left. All the things which are used, you throw it away in the bin. When she brought this, we thought, perhaps today our teacher is going to give us a good gift. But none of us had made the rubbish, no? We were looking at, curious, where these things were thrown, who used these things now? She said, don't be afraid, I'm going to ask you to do something. So she had also brought a big bush of thorns, no? In India there are kikar thorns, big thorns, just on a branch of a tree. It is a tree called bubul tree or kikal tree. And also there was one packet of corn flour, popcorn. So we did not associate at that time, thought perhaps she is going to give us popcorn to eat. Anyway, she kept everything there. And so she said, now you can make decoration things from it. It was glue as well, there are other things as well. So we had seen these things with shells. You make a nice thing with a small piece of paper. We made the fan, small fan. With shells we also made some kind of decoration piece, incense holder. Like these things. So small things were prepared. Now what to do with the thorns? And another popcorn was there. Perhaps this teacher is not going to distribute as it is there, so should be used. So in this bush, the kikar bush, we put the popcorn. So thorn bush became a flower bush. So who got the prize? Many were given appreciation, but this simple thing, changing the thorn into flower, got the prize. So this was called art class. It was an art to make ordinary thing extraordinary. Other day Baba also said, you are special. Day before yesterday or what, few days ago, he says, you are special souls. Your every action should be extraordinary, special. Make the ordinary thing too special. Your words should be special. Your drishti should be special. Your vibrations should be special. So, vision, vibrations, word and interaction, communication with each other should be not ordinary. It should be extraordinary because you are Brahmins. And so art means something which attracts. Art which naturally insignificant becomes significant. Simple thing becomes a decoration. Rubbish becomes useful thing. And so in our life there are many things which disturb us, pinch us like thorn. And Baba says, change the thorns into flowers. Change the defamation into praise. Now what is the art of changing defamation into praise? Loss into benefit. In order to, this degree is, which is called, when we are achieving our degree of becoming a deity, the praise begins with not 16 celestial degrees complete. This is the near when we are final. If you, have you ever read the qualification or the degrees of the university from Brahmin to becoming deity? Number wise, no? Okay. The first, when we sing the praise, is called all virtuous. All virtuous. Now, what is the meaning of all virtuous? Is there a list of virtues? You have a list of virtues? How many? 65. 55. Achcha. Okay. And anyone else has a more? More than 100 virtues. Achcha. Might be more, yeah? Anybody else has a list, more than 100? Hmm? 200, you have a list? Printed 200? And you have made a list? Some say 16, some say 36 qualities. Originally used to be 36 qualities, then were 50 qualities, then 100 qualities, and then you say 200 qualities. But all does not mean the number. All means all. All means the art to pick up the virtues from everyone in every situation, from all, each and every one. Not that I like the virtue of this one and don't like this one. I appreciate the speciality of this one, but the other one, when speciality is there, I begin to see, yeah, he has this speciality, or she has this speciality. She has become very impressive. Yeah, she is also famous. He has become famous. But I know, nobody knows how nasty this person is, how bad behavior this one does. So I am not accepting the virtue of one, but I am appreciating the virtue of other. This is not called all. All means without any discrimination. All human beings, whoever comes in front of us, either it's nature or it is object or it is a creature, my vision is my aim is to learn from that. And focus on the quality to make it my own. Just like our aim and object is Vishnu, we don't become Vishnu now, it is our future. It is just like destination which we need to achieve, we reach. Destination does not walk. Road does not walk. But you walk the road. You follow the road. Road leads you at some place. And so the aim is to reach our destination. In the same way, from everyone, our attitude is to learn the quality of each and every one, miss all, each and every one, each and everything, all virtuous. The virtues in the nature, virtue in the creature, virtue in the human being, virtue in any object of matter. And this is what first praise of Brahma Baba, known as Dattatreya, means one of the name of Brahma Baba, is that whoever he looked at, he always appreciated the virtue of every child. With great love, he will later on draw the attention as well of the weakness, but appreciate the quality, speciality. And in the Murlis, you see the example of the snake, of moth, the Bhramri, the bumblebee who brings the insect from the rubbish and makes it its fly, makes it like herself. So it's an art. So Baba picks up the quality. Baba says all these or many creatures Baba uses. Tortoise. You know tortoise, no? So many examples are from the creatures Baba uses. Or sometime he gives the example of the firefly. If you read in the Murli, many examples are there. It means by seeing the laukic thing, vision is that of alaukic. Like in the earlier domain, I was saying the art means ordinary thing assembling in such a way that it becomes extraordinary, useless things become useful, of no value becomes valuable things. And art to adjust them proportionately in this way, that the beautiful thing accepts an ordinary, adjusting ordinary thing, making beautiful, aiming, connection, beautiful things. The value of the beautiful thing increases by bringing any ordinary thing with it, like a flower, bouquet. You just put little bit of twigs here and there, leaves here and there, grass from here and there. Bouquet becomes a bouquet. Just only rose together, and then you add some this. A long grass has not so much value. But this grass and leaves with flower called bouquet. And so it means that art within the self, that we see people, they're ordinary things, but we connect their special ordinary things with their specialities. And if my own specialities are there, I also accept my ordinary thing to make it special. Ordinary thing to make it special, special thing to appreciate the ordinary thing. It means changing the art of changing laukik into alaukik. But this becomes only when I value the things, especially all virtues. I see the virtue in it. All virtuous, value and virtues in it. This virtue then becomes an art to protect the self. Just like the sharpness of the thorn is a sharp, it's hurting. But the flower's corn, popcorn, softness of the popcorn and the sharpness of the flower together became a flower tree. Right? It's not hurting anymore. So it means that you are protecting yourself against the nature of negative person through of the, because negativity is vices. Anger, for example, criticism. Now, what is the art of protecting myself against criticism or anger? Now, I have to bring my own self-respect. If I only think the thorn, it will prick me. My self-respect is the flower. Criticism is the negative nature of that person is like a sharp needle. But my wish that I want to become a bead of rosary, a victorious jewel. A victorious jewel can be threaded. Thread alone, if I try to put through the pearl from the hole, will take longer time, extra concentration. But needle makes the garland faster. So here I'm needle, I'm not seeing the needle as a needle, but seeing an instrument to emerge my virtues. Changing thorn, defamation into praise. Now how changing thorn, this is also an art. Now other person is defaming you. Are criticizing you. If you begin to think in this way, that he's always criticizing or she is always focusing on my wrong things. Now, here it is that she has expectations of something good from me. So her vision or his vision, if for me, is something better, no? Because something that person wants from me, attention, care, support, cooperation, because I have the capacity. So 10 times I have given and 1 time I have not given, and the person is criticizing. So I don't have to worry. So his vision or her vision is not degraded for me. Her vision or his vision is elevated for me because he is seeing me something better should be. And it has not fulfilled, which is not fulfilled. So now you change the attitude. Your attitude is changed. So all virtues, virtue of patience, virtue of understanding the nature of others, virtue of accepting the fluctuation in others, helps me to conquer their anger, means to protect myself against anger, against ego. Patience, I have patience and I have my self-respect. So virtue protected you against the vices. And your own viceless, because you did not act vice, did not interact with vice, your vice has become weak. And other person's vice has also become weak because it could not attack you. Neither you used your vice nor other person had the force, it did not work on you. It is just like fire. Fire and water. Other person is anger, fire, and I am in my self-respect of my true nature, of my power. Like today Baba said, peace is your nature. Peace is your power. Peace is your religion. Peace is your aim. So here it is my power, for example, coolness. With peace, what is peace? Keeping my mind cool. My heart clean, my personality with strength, filled with strength. It's a religion, it's power. Peace, cool, power. And so if the other side is fire, so if the fire is thrown in the water, fire will cool down. And if I pour water on the fire, still fire will cool down. So it means virtue make me wise less. But before that I have the awareness of the value of the virtue, that art, making even my ordinary patience, my ordinary keeping quiet, ordinary word, I keep quiet. I put the bead in my mouth, other person is shouting, and Baba says, put the bead of Manmana Bhava in your mouth. And now, it means I am remembering Baba. It's sitting there. Might be other person thinking I am very weak. Yeah, I am. Yeah, this is because he has done wrong thing, that's why he is quiet. Otherwise he should prove himself in a worldly way, we say. Because he is wrong, that's why he is keeping quiet. See, he has accepted. She has accepted that he was wrong. But truth, it is not, my quietness does not prove that I am wrong. Anger is proving wrong. Wrong thing is proving wrong. At that time it might seem that that person is right, but anger itself is telling it is not right. My patience. And then with my patience and coolness, I have a strength. Then I can prove what was right and what was wrong. But if I open my mouth beforehand, it will become a conflict. Other person is angry, telling lie, and I become angry. Now Baba says, two wrong cannot make one thing right. Other person is angry, telling lie, defaming me for nothing, and I am getting angry. So that one is false and I am angry, both are wrong. So rubbish together does not make art, but something good has to be in it. The aim should be to produce something useful. Art means to make something useful, some meaningful, some significant. And so certainly then it is art of speaking, art of communicating, art of writing, art of dancing, art of singing. So we thought that in the golden age, Shri Krishna is 16 celestial, 16 art, means they have the deities have art of dancing, they have art of singing, they have art of playing nicely, they have art of decorating. Of course, that is value, everything giving value and means using it in a worthwhile way. But before that, it is in value consciousness, my own value of my knowledge Baba has given me. Because I'm a school, studying in a school, I use the knowledge as an art. So all virtuous in every situation, in all circumstances, by all means, from everyone, is called all virtuous. All virtuous. Then, for because I am filled with all virtues, that is based on knowledge, so I am becoming wealthy in this aspect, prosperous in this. It's Baba is using Hindi word is sarav guna sampan. Sampan means I am prosperous. So weakness is not my prosperity. Virtue is my prosperity. Just like a businessman has an art of increasing, investing his wealth. He is an art of dealing with the people, with the customer. He is an art of arranging his business in such a way. He has an art of inviting people and presenting his whatever things he has to sell or he has to offer. We call it art, skill. So here it is also, so when we are using yukti, yukt, yog, yukt, the knowledge that Baba has given is art. Yog, yukt, and yukti, yukt. And when I am yog, yukt, I am virtuous. Because at that time, it is my self-respect, my relationship with Baba, will give me the right method. It's called yukti. Means right method or right art. And yukta means associated, saturated, filled with. Yoga yukta means being connected with Baba and then filled with the specialities, saturated with the quality through knowledge and yoga. So all virtuous. So sarva means all. Sarva means all. Sarva means everything, everyone in all situations. Guna means virtues. Sampan means prosperous. Filled with. Master of it. It's a mastery. And that is also any art you become master by practicing. And perfect by practicing it. It's not just one time. One time I kept my self-respect, and next time I became disheartened. One time I kept quiet, but I could not make the art to keep my consciousness cool and clean. The next time it erupted like a volcano. It is the I'm constantly making myself sampan, prosperous master. Then my vices are decreasing. Vices are becoming less and less. Vice less. All virtuous. Complete virtues in me up to complete level. Then all virtuous, completely viceless. And this vicelessness, what is happening, is making my purity, my light. Because weaknesses, vices, influences, weaknesses, defects, vices, influences of others, desires, this makes us go down. As Baba said today, dependency makes you go down. Ravan makes you dependent. And Ravan is desires and vices. Desires are subtle, which you expect from others. Vices are you want to affect on others. With vices you damage others. You want to overpower others. Anger, greed, corruption, attachment, attention of others, ego, influencing others. Desire is my own creation. And it can be for the non-visible things. Subtle aspects. Desires are subtle. And that's why it is called disease. Baba says desire, ichchae, in Hindi it's called ichcha. It does not allow you to become achcha. Does not allow you to become better or beautiful. So art means to make myself beautiful. But here, because I don't have a method to make myself beautiful, so I'm not using the knowledge in the right way, with the right method, with the right consciousness, in connection with Baba, and in connection with my own self-respect, the value of my life. So what is happening then? My happiness, my light, and my lightness, and my purity is decreasing then, if I'm not using them. It is just like the shadow of the earth is coming more and more on me. Body consciousness is affecting me. And so when Baba speaks about 16 degrees, it's speaking with the two aspects, 16 degrees, 16 kala. It's not a 16 means. Of course, there are many arts. If one time Jagdish Bhai had written a book, an article on art, art of singing, art of communicating, art of writing, art of presenting, art of giving respect to others. It means virtues. This was virtues to present your virtues, to present your talent, to use your talents, to use your gift, to express your specialities in a very natural way. This is also art, because something which looks very natural is also a natural art in nature. Biggest artist is the nature, is the biggest artist. Nature is the biggest beautiful artist, art. And so, when our nature becomes very natural, it's the biggest art. So these virtues, knowledge, yoga, becomes natural in our life. So what is happening? You are becoming wealthy, happy, perfect. And in India, perfection is also sampan, sampuran, sola kala sampuran. See, in Hindi, very beautiful. Sarva guna sampan means you are prosper with virtues, but you become perfect when you have the art of using your virtues. Not with ego, not with competition, not because of show, not because you want to impress somebody, not you have a purpose, not because you have a hidden agenda and you want to make me very sweet, very generous, very loving, very cooperative, but inside is an agenda, is something is to do something. Selflessness. It's a natural quality in every situation, it is natural. So all virtuous, completely viceless, so it is sarva guna sampan, sola kala sampuran, sampuran means perfect. Perfect means free from defect and free from effect. Inner defect, free from inner defect and outer effect. So when this my desires are changed, now it has become my aim. I want to be peaceful, I want to be sweet, I want to be loved, but I am loving. Instead of desire receiving, it becomes giving, the nature. And so it is when I am giving, it is increasing, it is improving. You are bestower, you are bestowing, you are showering on others. And so value is increased, addition in everything. So when Baba speaks about 16, in the value aspect, in India, it was 16 anas were a complete unit of 1 rupee. 1 rupee was 16 anas. And the 16 anas were divided into 4 anas, 4 quarters. 25%, then 50 pence, 8 anas, 8 degrees, 50%, then 12 degrees, silver age, and 16 degrees, golden age. So it was just the value of you is from iron age to the silver age, from silver age to copper age, copper age to iron age. Your value is increasing. Other way round you are going like this full 16 degrees, 16 anas complete. In other words, 100%. 100% perfect. Sorry? Yeah. So 16 degrees has 2 aspects. 2 aspects. One was with the value in India, 1 rupee had 16 annas in value. And 4 annas means 1/4 rupee, 8 annas means 1/2 rupee, 12 annas means 3/4 rupee, and 16 annas means 1 rupee, which later on became metric system, and it's called 100 pennies, 100 paisas, 100%. A full unit, one complete, 1 rupee complete, is not half, it's not quarter, it's not 3/4, 1 rupee. Means one, complete, meaning was complete, complete value. So that was also connected with the cycle, 100% in the golden age, then 12 degree in the silver age, then 8 degree in the copper age, and then you come down 4 and completely in the iron age, no degree at all, null, nil, zero. From zero, you become full with 16 degrees. From zero, you become a hero when you are using all your qualities and you are using with yoga yukta and yukti yukta, means you have art of using the virtues in right time, in right situation, with right consciousness, with right attitude, for right reason, for right purpose. Another aspect is with the moon. So moon also has waning and waxing cycle. So you had noticed perhaps since last 4 days or nearly 5 days, it looked, oh, full moon. 4 days it was, from not from yesterday, yesterday it changed, from last 5 days it was fullness, fullness, small but full, round, like full moon. So from a crescent moon, it becomes gradually increasing. From crescent moon, from 1 degree, from day 2, it is the 3rd day. And so it is, you can see, increasing. There, if you notice the moon as well, it's a side which has the light increasing, and the other side is light decreasing. It's not from the same side light decreases and light increases. It's a light, a left and right side. And so it is the cycle of time. When the sunlight is complete, the moon is full, is absorbent. When we, Baba, the children of the sun of knowledge, have complete focus on us, and we have our focus on Baba, we are full moon, 16 celestial degrees complete. 14th day, moon is full. 15th day, also feels full. So it becomes more than fullness, because Brahmin is more than the deities, higher than the deities. As soon as we become deities, from the 15th day, then it begins to decrease again. The light is gradually. Now if you look at the moon today, it's visible that some light is gone. Where it is gone? Where it is gone? The shadow is different. So influence. So when the influence of the earth, of the body, which is naturally, is our influence on us, that's a free from defect and free from effect. So we made ourselves free from effect and defect and we became perfect. And then we started waxing, waning, gradually. So it's a waxing and waning, means increasing the light, decreasing the light. So from the golden age, we are actually 16 celestial degrees complete. But we are coming down. It is called Krishna Paksh. Means then we achieved our perfect stage, we are light, but we are getting light and light, less and less light. And now the light will decrease. And in order to become full light, we have to conquer Maya. So Raman, when the Raman day, the day was, Raman was burning, was full power. The moon was full. Means in order to conquer Raman, we have to become this complete. And so it's these symbolic aspects are there. So gradually then the light becomes less and less and less and less. Becomes total darkness. Once again the light begins to increase. So it is full month season, like full month cycle of the light, and gradually the light is decreasing. The copper age and iron age and confluence age, light is not gradually, but it's the confluence age of a degree in short time is increasing. So it is a symbolic aspect of the cycle of time. So Baba's light becomes full, we absorb, we focus. Baba's light is focused on us and our light is focused on Baba, and we become complete, full with all virtues, completely viceless. So it's an art of really using, so knowledge changing into yoga, yoga changing into virtues, practical dharana, and dealing with others. So this is then our light increases. Service for the self, benefit for the self, and benefit for others. Transformation, purification, fullness in us. And then I am naturally not only just, it's not question of violence, it's protection, guidance. Shining. Non-violence is the religion of the deities. So silence changes into non-violence. Deities, when you have the degree, in Hindi I want to say, Sarva Guna Sampan, Sola Kala Sampuran, Sampuran Nirvikari. When we are completely viceless, everything is natural disciplined. It's not a question of practicing discipline. Everything has become natural and disciplined. Perfect. And you are double non-violent. Sampurana hinsak maryada purushottam. So it is love for the self, love for others. Support for the self, support for others. Service for the self, service for others. Happiness in the self, sharing happiness with others. And this is what it is when I study myself and teach others does not mean that I have to teach any lesson. Baba says, make others like yourself. Means you have become virtuous, make virtuous like others. You belong to Baba, make others belong to Baba. And if I use in that I am teacher and other one is a student, then I will forget to learn myself. Art is when I am sharing with others, I am learning for myself. Because I am responsible for my own progress, and Baba has given me responsibility to help others. Baba has given the responsibility that you help him. So I help him, Baba, and then I have the responsibility for my own transformation. So then I am loved by Baba.
And Baba says, they are my true children, I love them. They are seated on my heart throne. Because we fulfill Baba's heart-filled wish. As I am fulfilling Baba's wish, it's called seated on Baba's heart throne. Because if the task is done, somebody has given you the task and you do it, so the task was the method through which the whoever is connected with you reaches. So Baba has given this responsibility that we share these qualities with others. Om Shanti.